Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustick, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hey there, it's Holly Rustick here with Grant Writing and Funding. And today on the Grant Writing and Funding show, we have back on the show Mandy Pierce from Funding for Good. And her and I are actually co-creators of the Nonprofit Consulting Conference. And if you have not heard of the Nonprofit Consulting Conference, it is an amazing conference. This is our third year, and it's the first time that we're also having an in-person portion. Super excited about that, to be able to see you all. So please come out to Florida October 3rd and 4th. Please come out. I would love to see you. And if you are inside the Freelance Grant Writer Academy or the Grant Professional Mentorship, our two signature programs, you also get some special bonuses. We're gonna do something together, and we also have a great bonus for you. So definitely check out the Slack channel, check out the different hubs so you can see what that bonus is, and check your emails if you are in those programs. And if you join our programs before then, you can also grab our bonus. And if you don't know about our programs, definitely check out grantwritingandfunding.com so you can get some more information. We have our waitlist open right now, so you can be sure to join before the Nonprofit Consulting Conference in October. And we also have our virtual component. So if you're like, Holly, cannot do it, can't get travel, you can also join our virtual sessions on August 21st and 22nd of 2024. And you're going to hear all about it today, because Mandy and I, we go behind the scenes, we let you know some of the speakers that are coming, the topics, the difference between the in-person and the virtual, and so much more. So to grab any of your links and to check out the Nonprofit Consulting Conference, the Freelance at Grant Writer Academy, the Grant Professional Mentorship, and all the things that we do at Grant Writing and Funding, definitely go to grantwritingandfunding.com/313. And be sure while you're there to join our Hub Haven newsletter. I got so much positive feedback on an email. So we send an email every single week of when the podcast drops. And then we also send our Hub Haven, which is a stress-free tip about grant writing and freelance grant writing, every single week. And the one I sent out a few weeks ago was actually because I had a sinus infection. I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, do you need a work note? And I was like, no, I'm good. Because as a freelance grant writer, I don't need a work note. As a business owner, I don't need a work note. And then again, I got asked like 2 or 3 times, both from the doctor a couple of times, from the reception a couple of times. And it just made me realize how toxic many nonprofit and just jobs are, because they're not requiring the doctor's note to make sure you're in good health so you can return back to work. They're making sure you're not like playing hooky. Like, basically that's what it comes down to, or that's what it feels like a lot of times, right? It's very archaic. So what I sent out in the stress-free Hub Haven about that situation, and we kind of went behind the scenes on why that's actually a toxic, archaic behavior. Even if you work with amazing people and your executive director and all that, it comes with that systemic toxicity. And I had so many responses. And Laura even said, I love how you call it out for what it is. Quote, employers usually want these notes because of the systemic distrust towards employees. Even if you have the best boss in the world, your HR manager may need this because of archaic and toxic policies that have always been there. End quote. She's like, I love this. I believe it a million times. And she says, I believe this is one of millions of silent struggles we go through as individuals about workplace culture that few question out loud. So I loved that. And then I also had Dee send me an email. Like I said, I got so many responses to this, to our Hub Haven. And Dee said, awesome and personal content yet again that I love and that I identify with. Thanks again for the great newsletters. I find them pertinent, helpful, informative, and spot on. So we give value in our emails. So much value, y'all. So if you want to go ahead and join and get so much value that we offer every single week in our stress-free nuggets, especially if you're navigating the grant writing and freelance grant writing world, or you're thinking about becoming a freelance grant writer, you are definitely going to want to join our Hub Haven. Go over to grantwritingandfunding.com to go ahead and join. All right, so let's go ahead and meet with Mandy and hear more about the Nonprofit Consulting Conference because our seats are limited. They are already selling out. You're definitely going to want to grab one soon. And that's why I'm publishing this in March. Even though our events don't happen until August and October, they are already selling out. So grab your tickets now. All right, here's Mandy. Back on the podcast from Funding for Good and my co-creator, right? We're co-creators for the Nonprofit Consulting Conference. And you know, you guys have been hearing a lot about that recently. So we are going to talk about it some more so you know what's coming up and about some of the sessions that you're going to be talking on that conference, both at the virtual and the in-person, our first time in person. So welcome back.
I know. It's exciting. Yeah.
Super excited to have you here. So yeah, so we're going to be talking. So yeah, so let's go ahead. For those of you who don't know about the Nonprofit Consulting Conference, this is our third year, and we are so excited to finally have a portion of it in person in Florida. And we have, of course, our amazing sponsors, Founded Technologies, Rock Solid, Como Solutions, Bloomerang, NJ Web Creative, Essential Bookkeeping Solutions, and people involved with this, great speakers. And just a wide diversity of speakers talking about a diversity of topics all in the consulting area and range. And they're all consultants, which is great that we were able to curate this year. So, yeah.
And this year's theme we're talking about where passion and profit meet.
Yes.
So we're really going to tap into why do you want to start your business or why did you start your business? And how do you make a profit doing that thing that is your love language? And so we're excited to bring some speakers together who are going to really hit on all those topics this year.
Yeah, super excited. So, and yeah, and like I mentioned, we have the online version. We've only ever done it online before. And this year we were like, we really want to, now with COVID's like, you know, all that, we want to be able to bring people together in person. And you and I met together in person for the first time last summer. And it was so nice to be able to have that experience. So we want all of the attendees to have that experience as well with each other.
And for those of you thinking, should I come to the in-person or the virtual, I will let you know that while the theme is the same, the speakers and the topics at both are different.
Yes.
So if you come to the virtual, you can still come to the in-person and vice versa. However, while there could be a lot more seats open at the virtual, we are limited. We're taking 150 people registered at the in-person, and we already have 30 seats sold. So if you are looking to join us in person, snag those seats because we really haven't started marketing just yet. You still have time.
And actually, by the time this podcast is published, more seats will have been filled up. So you might
be filled out already. I have to go back and edit that.
Yep. So you'll definitely want to go. We'll definitely have more seats sold out by then. We only have a capacity of 150. So please book your seats. Such good rates too. Less than $500 to be able to come to this conference. We have a happy hour the first evening and then 2 days. So you guys are definitely going to get so much value for that. So come on out to Florida after hurricane season.
Exactly, right?
Love it. So, and then we're going to talk about, you have some great sessions coming up at the conference. So we definitely want to touch on that as well today. And then we want to talk about something else, a little controversial that both you and I have like seen, you know, with conferences. You and I have both been doing conferences for a long time, even before this one. This is just the first one that we've done together, like as far as a nonprofit consulting conference. I've done it multiple years now. But something that you and I have both seen in this kind of thought leader experience. And when you're a consultant, you get invited maybe to speak at some of these conferences or to do webinars and all of that. And we wanted to talk about, are you getting paid to do that? And why that is important, and when you should really maybe potentially ask to get paid. And that might be like, ooh, what? I can do that? People get paid, right? Or if you're not getting paid, what type of value or reciprocal kind of energy is there in that, right? So I'm just going to hand it over to you. How do you want to get started on this today? You want to talk about your topics? You want to go to the controversial area first?
Comes up a lot, and I hear a variety of thoughts on it. So there's no right or wrong. It's wherever you land as a consultant on it. And part of this is going to be choose your hard, which is something that Holly's going to talk to you about later. But it's where do you want to spend your time and energy as a consultant, and how do you value your own resources, right? So time is a resource, energy is a resource, intellectual property is a resource. How do you value that? Back in the day when I was starting my business, I would just be super transparent. I did lots of things for free, right?
Because yes year, right? Wasn't that called your yes year?
No, it was way before that. Like I had a yes year where I said yes to everything, not just speaking engagements, but I said yes to partnerships and speaking engagements and new products and services and clients and partnerships and like everything that came up. Mm-hmm. But when I first started my company, I didn't know everything I know now, right? I learned a lot of things the hard way, and everyone said, oh, you should do this for free because you'll build an audience. Oh, you should do this for free because it's free marketing. Oh, you should do this for free because you get your name out there. And those things are not untrue, right?
Right.
But I didn't know all the things I needed to know to really capitalize on those opportunities. I didn't have lead magnets. I didn't have a website that was, I was leading people to a thing they could sign up for so I could continue to communicate with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask for anything. Like, can I get the registration information? Can I communicate with people? Can I give a handout? I didn't know to ask for those things. I mean, honestly, folks, I probably was in front of people for 4 years before it ever dawned on me that like, can I ask somebody a poll and get their information? I had no idea, right? So there is the possibility to gain a following. There is the possibility to do those things. However, what I have found to be true for me, not true for everybody, a lot of times when people find you through a free thing, mm-hmm. that ends up being the type of client they're going to be, not forever, but for mm-hmm. a very long time. Mm-hmm. And again, that's not 100% of folks you run into, but when you're only attracting people because they want to come to your free thing, get your free thing, whatever, mm-hmm. they're not necessarily going to convert to the type of paying client that you need quickly. And yeah. that's something I did learn the hard way. How was your experience with that, Holly?
That's such a good point. Yeah. And I've even tested this, like put some data behind it too. So if I'm doing a free thing, maybe with a new partner, like even just like a new association, and then I'll put something on the back end where I do have a link, but it's just for that, right? So I can see like how many people are actually then even coming over to me and how many people are buying from that. And if it's a new relationship, it's very small. You know what I mean? It is. It's very small. Yep. And you have to develop more of that. And there is, like you said, it's kind of like this thing of where do I choose my hard? What do I choose my free thing to be? And what is that? It's not really free. You still have to prepare, right? You still have to say if somebody wants you to teach a webinar to their audience and they're not going to pay you, but they're going to get you in front of an audience, right? So you have to decide, like, is spending the time putting together a webinar, because that's not fast. Like, if you're going to do it well, it takes a while. You know, you have to think of all of the things that go into it. Even if they're marketing it for you, you still have to create, you know, it's your idea, it's your intellectual property. And is, if you can get maybe some followers on your email list, is that really beneficial for you? Or where is that spending that time developing that, right? So yeah. How, you know, they're going to pay you. So now we have more people that say, okay, it's not just enough to get you on a platform, but to also pay you, because you, maybe we ask you to market it to your group too. So then we can both bring in that. Right. So then you're like, oh, okay, now I have even more value, not just my intellectual property, but also maybe my email list, my following, because I'm marketing to them as well. Right. So I think it's just important for consultants, especially as you start to grow, even if you have a small list, right? You start to grow that. They are nurtured, they're your list. There, you know, and if you're going to start doing that, you have to start thinking about what is the best use of my time and my resources, just like you said. And is there some kind of reciprocal agreement? Yes, it's great to get in front of a new audience, but is that enough for you right now with those resources?
So those bring up several good points. I'm going to give you guys some real life realities. One, even if the content they're asking you to present is something you've already created, right? Sometimes we're like, oh my God, yeah, I've already created. Yeah, I'll do that. I've already created that. I don't have to do the work for it, right? What happens very often, this happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was presenting somewhere and they wanted me to speak at an in-person conference for free. And I could tell you the name of the organization and pretty much everybody would be like, oh yeah, we're familiar with that. But they said, oh yeah, that topic would be great, but could you put this spin on it or make this like customize it for us, right? And I'm like, I literally looked at the girl and I said, you know, I would be happy to participate you or to support you because you're in an area or whatever that I'm trying to get exposure to, but I'm not doing it for free if you expect me to create a custom presentation for you, because that's a lot of work on my end. Nice. And you're not paying me at all. Mm-hmm. And so that's a thing to think about. And now another thing to think about is, regardless of what they say they're going to give you, do you have it clearly written in a contract?
Ooh.
Holly and I had a very interesting situation where we as presenters were promised something very specific. We asked such clear questions about what they were going to deliver. And then after we presented, they did not deliver what they said they were going to deliver, which is the reason we agreed to participate at no cost.
Yeah.
And so you know, you really have to make sure you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And that you have understood the parameters of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Marie taught a webinar today. There were over 1,100 people registered, right? So initially you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get in front of 1,100 people. This is amazing. That's not bad. But it was wonderful. It was very well received, high reviews. And then they did that thing where, would you like Funding for Good to get in touch with you about this thing or follow up with you or communicate with you, right?
Yep.
49 people.
Whoa. So what was the actual show up rate? That's the other thing.
I don't know because I wasn't there and she was too teaching to tell. I would imagine 30%. So guys, 30% is the average right now for people that are showing up. Even if you had 1,000 people register, you're probably going to have 300-ish people show up, right?
Is that? I've even seen it less the last like 6 months, because it's just people, there's so much out there and people know they can get the replays and all of the things. So I'm seeing show up rates really decrease. So that if you have an agreement like you did with like, okay, I might not get the list, but we can put our thing out there at the end of the webinar and ask if people want to hear from us. Like, yeah, that's going to, even 1,100 people, you get 49 people signed up. Like that's, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have to just figure out for yourself, you know, where do you need the exposure and how are you going to go about it? And who are you going to partner with to make it happen? Because sometimes those relationship building opportunities are really amazing. What I have discovered, and I'll be really curious to hear what you say about this, because I've never asked you before, Holly. For me, I know after being in business for over a decade, it typically takes folks about 3 engagements with me to book a more significant service, right? Like a lot of people will sign up for a webinar, a paid webinar, a template purchase on the website or something small. But to actually engage us in a higher level service, they typically need to be exposed, whether it's a webinar, an in-person event, you know, like whatever the thing is. And so how are you going to get in front of people 3 times? What is it going to be? A blog, a video, a webinar, an in-person training, a conference,
podcast.
Like a podcast. So Holly, what have you found to be like, is there a magic number? Have you ever paid attention to that over the years?
You know, I haven't done that specific of a data, like, deep dive into it, but I could just say anecdotally, like, yeah, I think it's about 3 times, because I usually hear, I listen to your podcast all the time, I have your book, and I signed up for something. And then they're in my program. You know what I mean? So it's like, those are kind of like what I see. Or like, I went to your webinar, I got your book, I listened to your podcast. You know, like this, it's usually, yeah, a few different things. It's not just like, oh, I just came here. I mean, yeah, you get one of the, some of those people like, yeah, I just, this is the first time and I'm sold. But a lot of it is, I've been following you for a long time. I'm so excited to now be in this program. Right. So, yeah.
And so that is the question we have to ask ourselves is, how do we want to make those three or whatever opportunities available to them? Do we want to do it all ourselves in our house from our business? Do we want to partner with other people to do it? Do we want to do a combination of those things? You know, there are a lot of questions that go into that and figuring out what is your time and resources worth, right? Yeah. So I got to the point a couple of years ago where I was like, I'm not traveling for free speaking engagements anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, no. Because there's things people don't think about, and you probably didn't. So Holly, I'm also curious to hear your thoughts on this one. A lot of times people who are asking you to present are paying you for the time you're there. If you're super lucky, they may pay for a portion of your travel arrangements as well. Usually not 100%. And if you get 100%, you knock that out of the park. But, what they don't take into consideration and what most consultants don't ever think about is, the time it takes you to travel there and back, you're not getting paid for.
Yeah.
Do you have an additional travel fee that covers your lost time from being in the office? And I know consultants who do. They're like, I charge however much a day for travel days because I can't be with a client. I can't be sitting in my office working. Now, Marie and I, if we're in a car, that's our mobile office. If we're on the plane, that's our air office, whatever you want to call it. Like, we work everywhere we are.
Right.
So I feel like I get work done pretty much wherever I am. We don't charge clients for that time, right? Nothing wrong with it if you do, because if you can't make that work for you, or your clients really are needing to be on the phone with you or in person, how are you recouping that time? Is the engagement you're going to worth the loss of working in your business or on your business or generating revenue? And that's something a lot of people don't think about.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. I'm living so far away in the States. I definitely, even here regionally, if I do workshops, I put in travel. I put in the flight, I put in the hotel, I put in, you know what I mean? Like, I do, because it is such an additional cost for travel. And then, like you said, like time away, like I kind of, what I do is integrate that into the cost of the workshop. So it's also like, yeah, I'm going to lose a couple of days like flying, you know, so it's going to be, that's going to be a part of it as well. So it's interesting. To see, and I have done it the other way, where I've gone somewhere because it's a huge conference, I'm going to speak, and I get there and I've paid for all of my things, haven't even gotten paid to speak, but oh, I got the platform, right? And honestly, I mean, it was a good experience for me, but was it like, that was a huge expense. It was a huge expense, you know? So that is something definitely in the future, like as well, like as I think about things, it's like, of course, doing online things, but even that's not completely free. Like, you spend your time preparing for things. You have to still take that time to do it. So that is something to think about as well. And I'm not like saying, say, charge for everything, but there is that reciprocity, like you talked about, like, if we present, do we get the list, or do I get to be able to say, hey, join our list? Like, you still want to be able to have the interactions and continue conversations with people that you speak in front of after the event, or get paid to be there, right?
Yes.
As a part of that reciprocity. So.
And so Holly and I, when we first started thinking about the conference, I never thought about it when we first started, but I thought about it after the fact. People, like, don't understand that the very first thing we had the conversation about was, okay, so we need to come up with a budget for the conference. Like, even when it was virtual, right? Like, we need a budget for the conference. How much are we going to pay speakers? Like, literally, first conversation out of our mouths was, how much are we going to pay speakers? Like, it wasn't a, are we going to pay speakers? It wasn't a, are we going to, like, ask them to do it for free in exchange for getting in front of an audience? Like, those conversations literally never came out of our mouths.
Nope.
And as soon as we decided to do an in-person one, it was, how much are we going to pay in-person speakers? Because now they have to travel. Like, those were the conversations, right? I think we aspire to be able to pay more and more every year.
Yep.
Because we will, hopefully, you know, as business people, charge a little more because it'll just get better and better and be more amazing. But, you know, you have to start somewhere. And I don't feel like we're not paying people well. No one has said that anyway. So, you know, like as a business person, you know, I'm doing a series. Holly and I had this experience. Holly, you taught a webinar for me last year. Yeah.
Or 2022, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think one of the first conversations was, how much are you going to charge me? Like, I'm going to pay you as a speaker. How much are you going to charge me to speak? Yep. It wasn't so will you do those for free for my audience? Like, you know, it was an initial, like every single speaker that I've worked with this year for consulting for the conference stuff that I'm planning, it's been like, how much do you charge?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And so I would encourage you guys to think about, if you're working with another professional, ask them, how much do you charge for this thing, right? I had a friend ask me to speak at a local AFP chapter. AFP notoriously does not pay for speakers, but they value consultants and the business of consulting. And this is the first year they have written honorariums in for their speakers.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go.
A speaker could decline it. But I said, as your first speaker of the year, I'm going to say yes to that because I want to understand the value of it. Yeah. I did it for a friend, so I wouldn't have had to be paid, but I did it for a friend, right? It's the chapters of any group that expect you to do it for free because you're giving back to the profession. Like, I give a whole lot back to the profession. It's not a sales pitch for me. And so I would encourage you to be thinking about that way because at some point you're going to want to get paid. And if you haven't thought about your fellow consultants or collaborators or partners in that way, it might be harder for them to want to pay you at some point.
Exactly. And then when you can come in with that, and even for me, it was like, even on my website, just building out like a speaking page and here, you can book me. These are my prices. Do you have a budget for this? You know, so before it's even like all this lost time and going back and forth, Holly, can you do this for free? Like there's already boundaries and policy. So it just like, they understand what the expectations are. And I don't have to like go back and forth with people who I'm like, oh, I don't do that for free. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like an interesting thing that you can have it set up. So it's very neutral as well. And it's just a part of your policies. It's just like, yeah, this is what I value in my company. Right. You're just looking at your resources. Like, it's not like this huge emotional thing. Like, oh my gosh, I charge. Like, no, it's just a policy.
Yes, exactly. And so we have a speaker who is going to talk about speaking as a revenue stream for your business and how to do that successfully. So if you're coming to the in-person conference, you're going to get to hear that. And we're also going to talk about how to, so my sessions are going to be, and I had to write the names down because we literally have just created the titles for our things. But for the virtual conference, I'm talking about structuring webinars for success. And then at the in-person conference, I'm talking about growing engagement in your online events. So it's not just about creating great educational sessions for people. It's about how are you building a community? Like if people have to get in front of you three times, like what are you doing in your virtual interactions that are like, I want to come back to that. Oh, I really like her personality. Are you sharing your personality in your online things and telling like my story about how I've been able to do that and create 5-figure revenues every year from webinars, basically. You know, just that's one stream that's coming in. And so how do you do that? And so we're going to talk about those things and I'm excited about it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's going to be so good because, and he's been in the online space for so long. So I can't wait to hear your sessions too. And also see like what's changed, how you've pivoted during these moments. Like there's a lot going on. Like I mentioned before, like the last 6 months, we've seen a huge drop off, like just across the sector, as far as like webinar show up rates. We're still seeing a lot of high engagement of webinar registrants, but like, you know, just show up rates are different. Like how is that affecting your business? Like, I can't wait to like dive in, like hear all those things, right? Like, because those are important things. Like a lot of people now are like, okay, now in the last couple of years, I've learned how to do a webinar. So now I want to go out there. You know, we're seeing all of that kind of going on right now with consultants, like putting out these webinars, but maybe they're not really getting that many people registered. And is that a bad thing necessarily? If it's the right people, is that a bad thing if you have like small, what you consider small, right? Show up rate. So it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting.
It's going to be so good. Do you want to share like some of the other topics or presenters that we have to kind of like share for people?
So we have a lot going on. We have Rita Wong is coming to talk about branding. So really to really think about what your branding is. And she does, if you guys don't know her, you guys are definitely want to check her out. And in the show notes today, we'll have all of the links to our speakers as well. So you guys can grab that information. She's done such a great job at branding her business that she's going to be giving us kind of behind the scenes as well. And then we have, let's see, we have Philip Dang from Grantable is going to be at the in-person conference, and he's going to be talking about AI and your consulting business. So it's going to be very interesting, his spin on it. So we had some long green room conversations with him about like what he's going to talk about and really hashed it out. So you guys are not going to want to miss that. It's going to be super interesting.
And it's not just about grants.
Nope.
It's about using AI for your business and how to work for your business. So I'm excited to hear that one myself.
Yeah, and he's really going to spend some time like talking about too, like how AI, yeah, it can free up some of your time, but what do you do with that time that's freed up, right? So it'll be really interesting.
There's such a long list.
Yeah, yeah. Shaleah Phillips, she's going to be talking about scaling your business. So that's going to be really interesting and how to get like more niche on your services. We have Deronda. She is going to be talking about Deronda Harrison. She's going to be talking about subcontracting, so hiring out people. So that's going to be really, really great. Did you want to mention some of the other ones? I don't have everything pulled up right here.
I don't have anything pulled up. I love that. Yeah. Rachel Meir is going to talk about speaking engagements. So I know that that is happening. Patrick Kirby's title is very long and I can't
remember. Oh, it's on marketing. It's so good, y'all. He's done it all. He's done just like many, not a lot of y'all. He's done like the podcast, and he has a podcast, YouTube channel, like all of the marketing things. And he was telling me, he said, yeah, what I really want to speak about is how now I've narrowed down and how I've actually tripled my profit and my P. So it really goes into our peace and profitability here and passion just by focusing more. So he's going to also talk about getting away from doing all of the yeses and actually really focusing on what can move your business forward and what you really want, what excites you as well. So yeah, that's going to be an exciting topic as well.
Yes. And Sabrina Hernandez Walker is joining us, and she's going to talk about knowing your must-haves as a consultant, like what you will do, what you won't do, what you absolutely always say no to, or what you really look for. And so that one's going to be fun. I'm excited to hear that one. And then there seems like another one that I'm missing.
Camille Martin, she's going to be talking about, she is going to talk about different types of marketing as well. So we can definitely, we'll hash down, and we have a lot on marketing, on how to put yourself out there, on how to get really clear on your services. And of course, pricing will be a part of that conversation as well. And then how to really narrow it down. So we're really, I love our topic this year, Mandy.
Yeah, me too.
You know? Yeah. Because passion and profit, it's like, and then how do you optimize that for success, right? So all of these different speakers have these different diverse views on how they've done that in their consulting business. So you're not just learning from somebody that's just in corporate or whatever, or works inside a nonprofit. You're learning from people who are actually running consulting businesses. Yeah. And then I'll be talking about your hard, like, what is your hard, right, to do in business, and where you should be focusing on. And I'll also be talking about, like, you don't need a website, y'all. You guys can start selling your services without a website. So that's going to be really exciting. And then Marie's going to be talking about optimizing your passion and profit as well.
Yeah, and Marie's going to share some, like, real life stories from her journey in the nonprofit consulting world. And, yeah, she had a lot of just heart at the beginning and wanted to do lots of things for free and wanted to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and like, let's do this extra thing for them and da da da. And she's really, really learned kind of, if you charge for the things that you're passionate about, you'll have the money to do things you want to do for free for people, but you have to get to that place where you're valuing yourself, your time, your resources as a business. And so I'm really excited to hear hers as well. So
I love it. I love it. Yeah, this year is just going to be amazing. And like I said, our first year in person, and we only have about, like, at the time of our recording, there's only about 130 seats left, but we know there's going to be less.
No, there's 120 seats left.
Oh, 120 seats. Sorry. Yeah. So even less than that. So you guys are definitely going to want to get inside, come out to Florida, join us. Like I mentioned, it's going to be a beautiful time. We're going to have a nice happy hour the night before we kick off the conference, a full day. And this is all October 2nd to the 4th. And then the last day will be a half day. We'll also have workshops with our sponsors. We'll have some roundtables. There's going to be a lot of interaction. There's some fun little things that we were talking about before that might have to do with like a photo, stuff like that. So we're going to have a lot of fun there and just a lot of interaction where you guys can actually meet the people that you see online because y'all attend the same webinars, but you run into each other in different places that you can actually get to actually meet in person. And then, of course, the virtual conference is August 21st and 22nd, and those will be two half days, so it's going to be really nice. We're going to be able to cover a lot. We'll do a lot of networking breakout rooms as well. We just really want to encourage y'all to, we operate in silos a lot as nonprofit consultants, so we want to give the space to make connections and to be able to leverage things, to be like, hey, you want to do a webinar together, so you're not trying to do it, muscle through it on your own out there or whatever, you know, do some other things together as well. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So anything else you want to add today, Mandy, before we close out?
We talked about that. I'm really excited. I love this topic. I think I need to do a whole webinar on this.
Yeah, I know, right? So much fun.
There's enough to talk about, but I think there is, so.
Yeah. And we were like, before we recorded this, we like to record podcasts together. And when we were thinking about this, and we're like, wow, there's not a lot of conversation out there about speakers getting paid. And just because you and I have both always paid the speakers at the conference, that's always been like a no-brainer for us. But we know the culture right now isn't set, right? It's not really set for that. And it's not to say like you have to, like as you mentioned, but we just wanted to talk about, hey, if you're not getting paid or if you're running a conference and you don't have a budget for speakers in there, are you gonna like, one thing I love that I've done here locally is I'll say, I want a picture of me on stage, right? Like stuff like that. Like I have said that, like, I just want, you know, I want to get some of that. I need this for some of my material.
Or even a speaker recommendation. Like if you enjoy what I do for you and your audience and you have appreciated the engagement that I have provided, because that also takes a lot of time, the social media engagement to support a conference.
So much.
And I cannot tell you how hard it is to get a recommendation after a conference from anybody. It's
that's good.
And I'm like, I need that to be able to share with other people who want to book me as a speaker, right? Because unless they were there and they saw me, or they know an attendee who saw me, it's really helpful. So ask for the things that will support you growing your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Just don't be like, oh. But yeah, have something going out there. I mean, even our podcast, like I got to say, we don't pay people to come on our podcast. Like we don't, but it's, you know, it's a different animal, but we also, what we do is we put your links in the show notes. Like we also market, like,
I don't know anybody that pays for podcast speakers.
No. Yeah. It's very slim, like those super big ones. Yeah. But otherwise it's not the culture of the podcast, but just, I'm being totally transparent. Right. But we do actually reciprocate with putting your link, marketing it for you, all of the things. So there, you always want to say, if I'm going to show up somewhere, like, you know, it has to be like a two-way street, right? A two-way street. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. Yeah, coming on with the Grant Writing and Funding podcast today. And I can't wait to see you again in person. It's going to be so much fun at both of our events this year. So really looking forward to that. So anything you want to say before we close out today?
No, thanks so much for having me. And I will see you in Florida.
Yeah, see you soon. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode with Mandy Pierce from Funding for Good and hearing all about the Nonprofit Consulting Conference. Once again, for all of today's show notes, go to grantwritingandfunding.com/313. You can find out more about the Nonprofit Consulting Conference. You can also find out about our signature programs where people are just eating it up. Literally, every single week, we're seeing people win hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants and secure thousands of dollars in revenue from nonprofit clients every single week. It is amazing. So make sure you go to grantwritingandfunding.com/313 and also join our Hub Haven so you can go ahead and get some stress-free nuggets every single week. All right, and if you love listening to this podcast, please do me a favor, leave a review on your podcast player and make sure you subscribe. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.